In the readings today, we hear about the raising of two people from the dead. Hear about the young boy from the Old Testament, whom Elijah brought back from the dead. And we hear about Lazarus, whom Jesus brought back from the dead. And we have to make the proper distinctions here as we prepare ourselves for the celebration of our Lord's resurrection in a couple of weeks, that these people were not resurrected. These people were resuscitated, and therefore they had to die again. You think of poor Lazarus, 4 days that he was gone, and then he had to come back and live the rest of his life, and the poor guy had to die again. I guarantee you there wouldn't have been any fear on his part with facing death, because he knew exactly what it was going to be about. And there needn't be any fear on our part either, because as our Lord told Martha, that we're going to rise. We will be resurrected. And it may be that if you have a heart attack or something somewhere along the line, maybe you'll be resuscitated too. But when the end of the world comes on the last day, we are all going to be resurrected from the dead. Old brother donkey here, the body that is ours is going to rise from the dead. You don't get a different body. I know for some of you that's not good news, but nonetheless, you're stuck with the same one you got, except that it will be glorified. You're not going to have any of the problems that you have now. You're not going to have any of the weaknesses. You're not going to have any of the troubles. Your body will be glorified, provided you go the right way. It'll be horrified if you go the wrong way. But assuming that we have that faith, that confidence, that's what our Lord was pointing out to Martha. She was able to say, I know my brother will rise in the resurrection on the last day. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he looked right at Martha and said, do you believe? And she was able to say, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. We have to ask ourselves, can we say that? If we can honestly say that, why would we doubt? Why would we worry? He's the Son of God. His promises are the promises of God. They will all be fulfilled perfectly and absolutely. And so we have nothing to fear. People are so afraid of dying, and it's like, where's the faith? If we truly believe in Jesus, isn't that where we want to be? To be able to be with him, to be able to enter into eternal life, which we can't do until we die. So there's nothing to fear, but rather only hope. Make sure, of course, we keep ourselves in the state of grace and strive to love the Lord. If you truly love somebody, you want to be with that person. So if we love the Lord, that's where we want to be. And that's where we have to put our focus. So ponder those points. Ask yourself, what's your response when our Lord looks at you today and asks you if you believe? Again, we can all, I think, I hope, I trust, in fact, you're here at Mass, I think we can all say, at least objectively, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ. The objective point isn't enough. Satan can make that exact same point. Satan knows that Jesus is the Christ. Satan knows that he's the Son of God. That wasn't enough to keep Satan out of hell. So having the knowledge in our head isn't enough. It needs to get to the heart. And we need to be able not just to make an objective catechetical statement. It needs to be a statement from the heart, a statement of love, a statement of our whole being. And so look inside your heart and ask yourself, can you look at Jesus truly present in the Holy Eucharist and say to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who has come into this world.